So I am just on the BJJ Fanatics website, and what's amazing is now we've already talked about Gravity is Your Friend, but there are two other instructionals that you might want to talk about.
Recently, I had the opportunity to work with BJJ Fanatics guy, and now we have three instructionals out there. We have Escapes Engineered for guys over 40. If you're 40 or more, hey, dig into it. Gravity is Your Friend, Sit Up Sweeps. Been there for some time and is really, really getting a lot of attention. And then we have the Smash the Knee Folding Pass. Now, that's one of my favorites. So if you haven't looked at them, take a look. BJJFanatics.com.
Welcome to Raw Radio.
And finally,
and we are live once again because Gary, for first time, forgot to press the red button.
For the very first time, I did not press the green button.
And it was actually funny. Everything was funny.
We did have a good open, didn't we? Oh, wow. But now everybody won't be able to get mad at me for making fun of soccer. So, or football, as they call it. So I guess we'll just move on to the topic. It was a good joke. I like it. I like that joke. But anyway, we can't tell it now because it's lost in the moment. But we talked to Renee Lopez. And Renee was
did the episode from the bathroom.
Yeah. It's funny. Yes. He did do his episode from the bathroom at his academy, his new academy.
Yeah, it's funny. Listen, this is a funny story. I'm editing the episode, right? Uh-huh. The video version of it at home, blah, blah, blah. And the beginning, right? The whole thing goes like, and the first episode from the bathroom, right?
Yes.
And Braxton is right next to me. He goes to me, he's in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
There you go.
He was in his bathroom. Check it out on YouTube because he's got the coolest bathroom in martial arts.
Yeah, it's legit. If you're listening to this on the podcast in audio version, take a look at the video.
Yeah, it's cool. If take you're in the pop culture, you're born, you know, you're a Gen Xer or younger, I think you'll really like it. It's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was. But when we were talking, what hit me the most is Renee sold his house to open his academy. Somehow he said his wife was on board.
We got to get his wife on the show.
But they sold their house, downgraded a bunch, and then he opened his academy about 5-6 months ago.
And that's it's almost like what Drew
Weatherhead.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, different direction, but it's a similar concept of downsizing.
Right.
You know, really restructuring the life to follow the dream that you have.
Yeah. And, you take this, he did make enough money to buy a different house and open up the academy. But that's still a giant risk, I would think, is to put your house up for sale. You're looking for another one, you know, the market's crazy. You're trying to open up a new place at the same time. I mean, those are some major decisions, and I think he's taking some giant risks.
Well, do you think there is one person who is opening a business who is not taking a risk?
Yeah, you know, it depends on how what their life is like before that. Yeah, of course they're taking a risk, right? There could be failure, but, you know, if you've got bank, so you don't have to worry about it. What you lose is just gone. It doesn't have an effect on you.
It doesn't.
Obviously,
work that way.
The risk isn't as big. It works that way for some people. For some people, not us normal folk. But if you're taking it's got to be on you. When things go, if things go south, well, it's got to be on you, right? There's got to be a risk. So if things are fronted to you, it's no big deal. Your parents are helping out a ton, or you've got old money, things like that. Well, then obviously the risk isn't as big. But when you don't have we've talked about like no plan B, I think once, when you don't have anything to fall back on, I think the risk is much bigger. You know, if you don't have anywhere to go afterwards and you're going to be struggling, I think is that's what I'm trying to get at is if it doesn't work out and now you got to struggle and hustle where you can't just pick up the phone and say, mom, dad, or hey, old boss. Yeah, I'm back. You know, I think those things make it a much bigger risk.
I think I respectfully disagree.
Yeah, of course you are.
No, hear me out. Hear me out. I think the risk is the same. The responsibility and the pressure is different.
Right.
Whether you have money given to you or you loan the money from the bank or you've had money because you inherited from your grandparents or you're just loaded rich.
Yeah.
The risk is the same. Nothing has changed as far as risking that money that you're vesting in.
Right.
No matter how you,
But I'm not talking dollars and cents. I'm talking about being able to get milk for your kids business closed.
Right. So I think this is where the pressure comes in, right? Yeah. This is where the pressure to succeed, this is the pressure to make it happen is different, right? So for somebody who earned every dollar they are vesting into that venture by themselves, you know, they did not have any help whatsoever, their pressure is going to be very different versus, you know, somebody wrote you a check and you have zero accountability or zero responsibility to pay that back, let's just say, right? So the risk is the same, but the responsibility to carry that on and to execute the pressure to be successful is very, very different. And I think that's, we are saying the same thing, just different words, I think. Yeah. You know,
so, I think they fall like under the same umbrella.
Perhaps, you know. Perhaps. But I do agree. You know, if you find yourself in a position where you selling your own house, you know, you're putting, you know, lien on your house or whatever, you know, you're putting, you know, the things that you have, everything that you have, and you're vesting that into a venture, whatever that is, and you're taking that risk that it could not happen, I think because of the circumstances surrounding yourself by, you will do everything in your power to make it successful.
Yeah. If that's the type of person you are, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that
because you don't want to lose. You don't want to have.
Well, you've got too much to lose.
You have too much to lose.
Right.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. It's funny. Exactly. So, you know, what are we, 95, 80% men that come through the academy on a regular basis? And a lot of times, for some reason, whatever, stuff comes up about like getting into a fight or, you know, you're talking about when you were younger. And the younger guys, you know, they seem to kind of not think that that's such a big deal. But they don't have as much to lose. They don't have, you know, when you're 26 and you don't have a family, you know, and your job doesn't care about your behavior outside of the job, that type of stuff, you don't have that much to lose. But when you're 46 and you got a couple kids in school and you got a house and you don't recover quickly like you used to, I think you start maturing over those years and you realize that this risk isn't worth any of the rewards you're going to get out of it. And you're going to walk away from 99% of the situations you find yourself in if they're, you know, if they're combative. Combative is not the right word, but if there's an altercation. Okay, you can call me every name in the book until I'm physically threatened. Whatever, man. It's
so
cool.
does that come from the fact that you don't want to risk these things, or does it come from the fact that you know what the consequences could be?
Yeah, well, the consequences are the risk, right? If you put it up and you either get hurt physically or hurt the other person. And then guess what? A lawyer calls you. All that, you know, or your job finds out. Yeah, we are. It's still a risk. And it's like, I got too much to lose, right? Same thing if you're doing something like what Renee did is I've got a lot to lose. Renee, so let's say Renee's young. He's got a wife. He doesn't have a family yet. But let's say you got three kids. You put your house up, you open your business, and for whatever reason, even though you're trying hard, things aren't working out. You know, now you got to worry about all those other things, your wife, your kids, keeping a roof over their head, feeding them, keeping them enrolled in the things that they do on a daily basis. You know, that's a bigger, to me, that's a bigger risk than just a check. It's a bigger risk than embarrassment. You know, if you're going home by yourself every night, you haven't stacked enough stuff in your life that you're going to be comfortable losing, you know?
But there's the other side of all of this. If one would live this very, very, very safe life without taking any risks whatsoever, definitely they would be much safer from the perspective of not losing anything.
Sure.
Right? Would that be satisfying to people or to that
right,
person?
I don't know. I mean, when right. you're...
Because there is this saying, risk versus reward, right? Like, more risk you take, the reward will be much higher, right? So, you know, like, there's this very fine balance, right? And we find ourselves in different points of our lives surrounded by different situations and circumstances. But, like, you know, what I'm hearing from you right now is that the guys who are younger with less family-oriented responsibility might be more inclined to take higher risks versus guys who are older and they might not be willing to take those risks because of the pressure that's you know, on their back, a responsibility to care for their family, right? At the same time, if we don't take these risks, are we going to live the lives that we don't want to live?
There's a good chance of that, right? So, you know, you always regret the things you didn't do.
Right.
You know? So yeah, maybe when you're older, you're like, oh, you know, my kids are happy. My wife is happy. But I missed all those opportunities. All those things I wanted to do kind of passed me by, right? Because I didn't put myself out there. So yeah. And I don't think that the higher the risk, the greater the reward. I think sometimes you have to look at the reward and say, was it worth the risk? You know what I mean?
Well, I think so it's
kind of flip it.
I think it's a calculated, in my mind at least, you know, and like it is a calculated decision. It's not whether the risk is high and the reward is high. Is the reward what I want? And yes. Then what am I willing to do to get to that reward?
Yeah.
Right. So, and that risk could be tremendous. I mean, it could be putting everything on the line. Mm-hmm. You know, and you could have three kids and family and, you know, parents to support and whatever, whole nine yards, a mortgage and cars and everything, whatever you have. But the question is that goal, do you want it bad enough where you want to risk what you have and putting yourself in this uncomfortable position to achieve that thing that you really want? And I think that is the question that a lot of people are avoiding the answer. Because, listen, I'll tell you from my own experience, like, now life is beautiful, you know? I mean, we get to hang out, we get to, record a podcast, and we teach academy, and the business is good. It's you know, life is good. It's not bad, but that's not how it was when it started, right? So, like, the risks are there, I think, for everybody, including Renee. But I do agree that I think when we don't have some of these family responsibilities, the decisions might be easier.
Yeah.
Because, we don't have to take care of somebody else, right? We don't have another life dependent on us.
Yeah. Sometimes you want to play it safe. Yeah. Right. And I think, and that's not to take away from Renee's decision or anything.
No.
That.
That's not what we're saying.
Apples and oranges.
Orange, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so what he did is huge. If things don't work out, obviously it's going to be a major impact. I mean, there's definitely a risk there. And I think the more you have to put on the line, the harder those decisions are. I think I just recapped what you just said, but it's late. I just feel that it's like anytime there's more to lose, then the risk is much greater, you know?
And I think, I think this is where we look at it differently.
Yeah.
I think just now kind of, I think, hit me. So in my mind, it's two ways to look at this. One is to look at how big is the risk? And two is, what do I need to do to get it done?
Right. Yeah, I think they're different. They're different things.
There are two different approaches.
Yeah.
Right? One is, what am I going to lose if it doesn't go right? And the other approach is, what do I need to do to make it right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think really dependent, this all boils down to how bad you want this, in my opinion. You know, it's like, I think if you want something really, 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 really bad, you will find a way to get it done. No matter who is on the line, no matter what is on the line, you will figure it out. And you will create safety nets and plan B and C and D, whatever it is, for it to never fail to the point where, you know, your kids have nothing to eat and they are on the street.
Yeah. I think calculated, we've talked.
Yeah.
It's come up a couple times. It's got to be calculated. you can't just, you know, it comes up all the time about, you know, how much it actually takes to like run an academy, right? And I think that you need to know that before you take the risk, you know, before you sell your house, before you quit your job, you need to know what it takes to run an academy. Because if you think you're just going to open it up and put your medals up, and not that I have any, but put your medals up, but I don't have an academy either.
I was about to say, where are we going with this?
But if you go into it with the mentality of, I'm going to put some mats down, I'm going to throw my medals up on the wall because I've won this and that, and people already know my name, and I've got, you know, 25,000 followers on Instagram, people are just going to come through the door. You're going to be in for a rude awakening at some point. And if you don't know what it takes to actually run a business. You know, we've talked to Renee, we talked to Nick and Danny, and other people who have opened up academies recently, and they seem to have gone into it calculated.
Yeah.
They knew what they needed to do in order to stay afloat. And I wonder if, you know, a lot of other people don't. So if you don't go into it that way, I think it's probably going to end up biting you in the ass, and everything that you put up, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
All right. Then.
I agree. I think, you know, it all kind of boils down to, how bad do you want it? How do you develop that plan to make a calculated decisions? You know, when is the good time to do it? And you know, like in my mind, and as you're talking, I'm really kind of reflecting in a retrospect how things have gone in the last 8 years and decisions that have, the major decisions they've been made, and some of them are hard, you know, impactful, impacting a lot of people, you know, and some of them are good and some of them are bad and some of them you don't like and you still have to do it. And it's hard. It's hard, but you know, I think end of the day, if you want it and you want it bad and you love what you do, you will make it work. You will make it happen. You know, you'll take risks.
Yeah.
Because you know what you want is the greater satisfaction than sitting and not doing it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's how I look at it.
Sure. All right.
You really want to get off the mic.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm still really disappointed that nobody gets to hear my joke.
Say the joke.
I can't say it now. Now it's built up too much. Come I'm not going to do it. If it. Pull me aside on the mat, I'll tell you the joke. No, I'm not going to. Now I'm stubborn. And I'm not going to do it.
He even rolled his eyes.
I did. All right.
It was a good one.
It was. Check out Renee's episode. Take some risks on and off the mat. And because what is that? What is that? You'll always regret the things you didn't do, not the things you did.
Yep.
All right. Peace.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Raw Radio. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a review and help us make the show even more amazing. For future episodes, check out our website and follow us on all major podcast platforms. Take care.